The sounds of Bob Baldori live in the Current State studio here today at 90.5 WKAR. You may well know Bob's career has led him to countless gigs with the likes of Chuck Berry, John Lee Hooker, Muddy Waters, and others, and he's thrived as an artist in his own right. In recent years, Boogie Bob spent a lot of time playing boogie-woogie piano around the world with Bob Seeley. Their time together has been documented in the movie Boogie Stomp, which the East Lansing Film Society is screening this month at Studio C Theaters in Okemos. And on Saturday, Bob will attend a special screening of Boogie Stomp at Studio C to answer questions and to meet fans. And he's been busy playing the music that you've been hearing today on Current State. It's great to have you in the studio, Bob. Thanks for coming
in. It's great to be here, working.
Yeah. How did the concept of a movie get started, and what's the process of promoting a movie been like?
It's been a lot of fun. I'm just at the front end of starting to promote it, and so far that's been fun. I just got back from the Sonoma Film Festival in Sonoma, California last week, and it was, you know, they treated us like royalty and screened the film a couple times, and turns out people in California like it as much as people in Michigan, so I'm looking forward to sort of a year of film festivals and promotions like that. I got started on it 4 or 5 years ago, partly because a producer asked me to do a treatment for a show that was going to be a template, and this was the first of what was going to be several shows. And the idea behind it was sort of under the radar, finding master musicians like Bob Seeley, who weren't popular and people didn't know about, but who had still in the inner circles were recognized as master players. And I was going to start with Hubert Sumlin, who I was representing at the time, another genius of a guitar player.
We just lost him, right? I mean, didn't
he just passed away?
Just died,
unfortunately, yeah. But his manager retained me to help him do the contractual work for an album that he had recorded with Keith Richards and Eric Clapton, and I stepped in and helped him clear up all the contracts. We got to be friends, but then I ran into Seeley, so I started the first one with him, and it's been an absolute pleasure working with him.
How long have you been playing with Bob Seeley?
About 5 years.
Okay, and how did you two meet?
Well, I was invited into a Boogie Woogie Festival in Detroit in honor of Johnny Johnson, who also played with Chuck Berry. And the promoter knew that I had worked with Chuck as much as Johnny, and he invited me and all these other great piano players in there, and they were all playing, and then this guy gets up and knocks everybody out of the room, and I'm asking everyone, who is this guy? And they tell me it's Bob Seeley, and I say, where is he from? And they say, Detroit. And I grew up in Detroit, and I never heard of the guy, and he just killed me, and we got to be buddies. He invited me out to his gig at Charlie's Crab, where he'd played for 32 years in the back of the Fish Joint.
Wow.
And all of that is in the movie. And
What defines boogie-woogie to you? Describe it.
Boogie-woogie is, Seeley describes it as happy blues. It's basically up-tempo rhythm and improvisation over a blues form. And the main characteristic of it is the various patterns in the left hand that are easily recognizable. I just played 3 or 4 of them out of, you know, there's an infinite variety, but they're 8 to the bar, swinging, rhythmic left hand. Rodney Whittaker in the movie says, if it doesn't make you want to get up and shake your behind and dance, then the musicians aren't doing their job.
You've performed with a lot of other really well-known players over the years, none more famous than Chuck Berry. What's it like to be on stage with Chuck Berry? He's 86 now, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, I know. But he's still doing the duck walk, though.
Is that right?
Yep.
Good for him.
He's in great shape, and I still work with him occasionally. In fact, I'm playing in St. Louis in July. We're doing Arthur Migliazza, a younger player who's as good as Seeley, and I have also been doing shows together when Bob isn't available, and we have a Performing Arts Center gig in St. Louis in July, and I think Chuck's going to be there for that one. Then I'm going to play with him at Blueberry Hill, where he plays once a month. in St. Louis.
And you juggle all this musical activity with a career as an attorney locally as well.
Yeah, I got the day job.
How do you juggle all this? I don't know. Do you like getting 4 hours of sleep a night or what?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to move into the music and piano playing thing full time, but I've got two kids that are going to college. So.
Oh, say no more.
Yeah.
A lot of people listening are aware of your distant past in the Woolies. Why don't we give a listen to the Woolies right now on WKAR? Okay. Well, I walk 47 miles of barbed wire, use a comb for a snake for a necktie, got a brand new house on a roadside, I said it's made out of rattlesnake hide, brand new chimney baby built on top, I said it's made out of human skull, come on take a little walk on the aisle and yeah, tell me who do you love, who do you love? The Woolies, with our guest Bob Baldore. Do you dust off any of the Woolies tracks when you perform?
Okay. Yeah, in fact, the guys in the group, we get together several times a year, and I've been playing with the rhythm section or part of it at the Avenue Cafe occasionally. We'll probably play one or two gigs there this summer just because I like playing around here when I have a break in the schedule. But yeah, I still work with Stormy Rice, who's singing on that cut, and my brother Jeff, who's playing on that, and B. Mitros, who I refer to as one of the top four or five drummers in the greater Okemos-Williamston area.
South Central Meridian Township, he's a legend, right?
He is, but he's a terrific drummer, and he's an attorney, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What do you make of that? Well, the music world is being overrun by attorneys.
The
legal world is being overrun by musicians. I don't know.
The job market's so tough, you can't even get into a pickup rock and roll band without an advanced degree.
Do you ever wish you'd become a bigger star yourself, more famous individually, or do you like the level of relative anonymity that you have?
Well, I like playing with a group a lot, and of course it would be a little bit more comfortable if we were in the, and we're still trying, Celia and I and Arthur and I are trying to move up into a circuit that would allow me to practice less law and do more playing. It's a sort of a performing arts circuit that we're right on the edge of. That would be a lot of fun for me.
What do you think when you see musicians performing into their 70s or 80s? Or the Stones are going out and they're going out on tour for the 50th anniversary year. The Woolies, Who Do You Love, was almost 50 years ago.
That's right.
I mean,
well, you know, like you just said, Chuck is 86, so, and people always say, when are you going to retire or quit? And I tell him, I don't even have to think about it till he does. He's got about 20 years on me.
Holy cow. Yeah, it keeps you young. I mean, we've heard that 100 times over the years, right?
It does. There's no, well, my partner, Bob Seely, I mean, you can't keep up with him, and he's 83 or 84 now, and if I don't play 2 or 3 hours a day, I can't even get on stage with a guy.
How about that? Well, you've been good enough to play between segments of today's show here for us. Would you play an entire song here for us to take us out of the show?
Well, sure.
You can hardly refuse now,
yeah,
Bob.
Well, I'm just going to play until you guys get tired of it.
Okay.
I'll play a little Chuck Berry backbeat for you until we get out of here.
We want to thank Bob Baldore, whose movie, Boogie Stomp.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
We mentioned it going in, but it's part of the East Lansing Film Society screening at Studio C Theaters, and you'll be out to see everybody to answer their questions this Saturday.
Saturday at 6:15.
Okay.
I'll be there.
All right. Take us out, Bob.